Is it clear that a system of coerced work forces us to abandon our children? Forces us to make them putty in the hands of power? And so we have to focus on the children because they are literally the means for the system's reproduction, which is why it is so key for power that we turn them over to them to betray. And I know this doesn't happen overnight, but we have to begin the discussions of how do we transition to freedom. We have a system in which other people give us our marching orders, and we don't see that as crazy. I mean, seriously, it is like, it is being locked into this direct feed of propaganda into our brains, or conditioned to accept the insanity of being in a cult. It's like we've been in this millennia-long experiment with this cult called class, in which we all collectively pretend that our so-called leaders are better than us, like gods. Who knows how high the reverence is supposed to go with these folks? It's insane. Truly, each one of us was born with the same stuff. Each one of us, the potential in us is limitless. And to accept some being trained to be low, others trained to control the ones who are trained. I mean, please, please. I heard someone say, they said, we're not going to have another Cold War in 2014. And I thought, we're not going to continue to have this mess called class in 2014. We're not going to continue to look up wistfully at the birds and wish. We so-called food chain toppers can't have what they have. Come on. Only if we preserve the sanctity of a few being so-called, pretending they're so-called gods. And next week, I'm hoping the last week of rummaging around in that hideous notion called open source, whatever he calls it. I mean, I thought about actually finding the manifesto itself, and there is only so much falseness that a body can take at one time. But his is pretty false.